It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Harper at the half, talking about Bryce Harper halfway through his 13-year, $330 million contract. We take a break from that at about 4 when we have Joe DeCamera from the WIP Morning Show along with WIP brand manager Rod Lakin on the show to discuss the rules for the Fritz versus DeCamera baseball challenge, which will happen next Wednesday at Plymouth White Marsh High School. High School, right? Is that where it is? Plymouth
Yes.
White Marsh High School. Joining us now, he punished us by not joining us at 3, but he celebrates us by joining us at 3:30. That is Larry Anderson. What's up, L.A.?
Yeah, it took me a while to get over the 9 walks.
Yeah. Dude, I could only imagine. Thank God they won that game after it, because if we had had you on the day after the 9 walk game.
Yeah. Exactly. Wouldn't have gone well.
Yeah. By the way, before we get to Bryce, we've been talking about Bryce all day. Chris Sanchez is just like, I just keep thinking about Sanchez, and then think about this pitching staff overall, is I hope they keep it up, because if they keep it up toward the at the end of this season, we are going to look back and say this is the best pitching staff to ever pitch for the Phillies. I can't believe how good they've been.
Halfway through the season, and we're saying it. It's not like it's like a month or a month and a half or 2 months. It's, you know, 3 months worth plus, and it's just, it's been phenomenal. Where would we be if this pitching staff wasn't, if they were doing only three quarters of what they're doing,
right?
We would be sunk.
Well, and forgetting about the offense, like right now, and this isn't to, I'm not trying to dismiss any of the relief pitchers on the team. Right now, I have confidence when one reliever comes in, Kirkring.
Yeah.
I feel confident in Kirkring. So if you talk about the fact that their bullpen, the offense has been fine, and the bullpen has been basically a disaster, and they are in first place by 2 games, mostly because of how good the starting pitching is. And Sanchez just seems like he's just getting better and better as the season goes on, which he actually did last year as well.
Yeah, I mean, he gets better every time he goes out, it seems like. He's dominant. You look at Wheeler, Ranger, Sanchez. I mean, just those three right there. You're talking about three guys that should be in the conversation for the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, 60% of your rotation. I would say that's pretty good. And
and
Lizardo's couple of blow-ups, you know, besides those, he's pitched pretty well. I mean, he's had a couple of hiccups, maybe more pitches than he's wanted to throw command-wise. But, I mean, it's been unreal. It's just been fabulous. And it's one of the best that we've ever had, I think.
So when you look at particularly Ranger – and Christopher Sanchez, because we know Zach is Zach. He's been good 5 straight years. And I'll give Lizardo a little more time to get through the second half. But those two guys pitched well in the first half last year, L.A. Are you seeing – what's the difference between what they were last year and what we're seeing this year? Or is there any difference in what you're seeing from those two particular?
I think one thing with Ranger, when he lost a little bit of velocity, he's still pitching. Mm-hmm. I think it was more of a frustration for him last year when he started losing a little bit, and maybe trying to force things. Now he's just saying, "This is what I got. This is what I'm going with, and I'm going to make better pitches." And he's just it's like, you know, his velocity is down a couple ticks, but it's not changing how you pitch. It doesn't change. It may change how he pitches, but it doesn't change your command. You can still, you know, if you lose a mile or 2 hours, a mile or 2 an hour off your fastball, it doesn't mean you can't pitch. It doesn't mean you can't locate. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, how many times have you heard me talk about just location? Instead of worrying about how hard a guy throws or his spin rate, what about where he's throwing it? And that's the difference. He's not throwing 94 like he did last year in the first part. He's down more at 90. But his soft contact's no different.
Mm-hmm.
They're not barreling balls up. They're not hitting balls hard off of him. He's just, he's pitching. And that's, I think, the biggest difference with Sanchez and him both pitch very similar as far as where they're throwing the ball, or how they like to get guys out. Sanchez, obviously, with more velocity. But both of them, you know, I think it's really important for both of them to crowd right-handers, which they do very well. And then it makes their off-speed stuff even better down and away. It's just, I think, I don't know if Sanchez is learning or has learned things from Ranger, but just by watching him, it's like, oh, look what Ranger's doing with that. Well, I've got 5 miles an hour more on my fastball. I should be able to do the same thing even better. And I think it's just, for him, it's almost like a, you know, when you're golfing and you're putting, somebody goes first and they give you a little line, mm-hmm. give you an idea of where to go.
Give you the read.
That's kind of like what Ranger's doing. Yeah, it's kind of what Ranger's doing, I think, for Sanchez. And yeah. I don't think it's intentional. Maybe it is, but I don't think. But it's certainly working. I think it's certainly working for Sanchez. I think confidence with Sanchez, too, is just continues to build. And so I don't see much changing with them throughout the rest of the year. I really don't. It's either of them.
LA, we spent a large portion of the day talking about Bryce Harper. We're about halfway through his 13-year contract, 13 years, $330 million. Just a couple of basic questions on the top. Has he lived up to what you expected of him as a player since he has signed here?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think, obviously the injuries, you can't help that. That's part of the game. But I think outside of the injuries, the hits he's gotten us to the World Series. He's had some huge hits. We've been in the playoffs pretty regularly. And that's really, to me, I mean, one guy can't make you win the World Series, but he can certainly help you get there. And win a lot of games. It doesn't mean he can't help you win it, but it's more than just one guy. But I think he's held up his side of the bargain, I think, pretty well. I don't doubt that at all.
We've talked about a little bit today about his sort of role or position as a ambassador for the team. He's been he has been very fan forward, very positive. What right. like your impressions of him as it before he got here and after he's been here? Like what did you think of him, not as a player, but I guess as a personality before and as a personality now? Is there much of a difference there?
I think so. I think, and I said it to him after his first year here. I went up to him and told him how much I appreciated and respected him for the way he handled things. Early that first year he was here, he got booed a few times, you know. Mm-hmm. But he handled it. He didn't jump on the fans. He didn't, you know, pout. He just went about his business and basically saying, you know, stay with me, I'll get better. And I think between that and then seeing, you know, what he's done with the fans, with the kids, he seemed much more standoffish to me going against him. But having him here, he's not afraid to go out there and be with the fans and, you know, for charities, stuff like that. Making himself available. I think he's done that. Is he not Schwarber style yet, but I don't know if he ever will be, because very few guys are like that. But I think he's done his part. I really do.
It might be a point in his career, given how many games he's played, his age, that like you start to lose it a little bit physically. What does it take for a ball player to, I guess, sort of figure out what's going on physically and adjust their game to sort of lengthen how good they are, like in terms of years? Like, what is that approach like?
I think it's for him. I don't think anybody knows Harper like Harper knows Harper. A lot of guys don't know themselves as well as he does. I think he knows every little bit about what he needs, whether it's rest, nutrition, more work, whatever. He knows himself, and he knows what he's got to do. One thing, I mean, he goes when he's up there hacking. You know, he's not taking any mediocre cuts. He's not getting cheated, and that's, you know, some people talk about he swings so violently that, you know, it's gonna hurt him down the road. I don't see any evidence to prove that. You know, unless somebody comes up with something I don't know about. But I think he takes such good care of himself. He knows what he has to do. and he really he puts himself in a position to be an optimal player at all times. And I think that's, even if you start to lose it, it doesn't mean you lose. You don't lose how you what you feel you need to do to stay sharp, to stay focused, to stay intense, to stay whatever, all of it. Just staying power. I think because he knows himself so well, I think he can adjust if he starts losing it, slowing down a little bit. He'll make adjustments. He knows how to do that. He knows himself that well.
LA, it's like, it's easy for us to say an era is successful if they win a championship, and it's not if they don't. When you look at the era of Harper, do you think like the only way to call it a successful era of Phillies baseball is if they win a World Series?
No. I mean, I think you look at the Braves, what was it, 13 or 14 straight division titles?
Yep.
And they won one World Series. But I don't think anybody looks back and go, they were failures. You know, they didn't do it. They didn't. They got a World Series. It, you know, out of 14, you hope they'd get one, or 13. But I think people look back at the Braves and look at that stretch that they had. Like, that was a pretty successful franchise right there. Does it? It's icing on the cake to win it. But I think you get to the World Series, I still, you know, I agree. I still believe that one guy's not going to make you a World Series champion. Maybe they say that about Pete Rose coming here. That was bringing a different attitude, a different, mentality coming here.
Yep.
And I think people with Bryce expect a lot from him. And it's sometimes it's unfair. You know, if they did it with Schmitty, you know, three home runs and then he strikes out and they're booing him. It's that you can't forget about the three home runs, and you can't forget about the fact that Harper had a big part in getting us to the World Series and getting us into the playoffs, you know, the last few years. So, I mean, yeah, it certainly helps. It certainly, it makes it easier to say, yeah, that was definitely a success. But I don't think you have to win a World Series and be a world champ to say that, you know, it's not a success, it's a failure.
You know, the last thing for me, LA, just sort of a general question about this team, like this year. Because I think we have all, and I think fans as well, are having a hard time. They keep winning, right? They're in first place. They win without Bryce. They, like, what does your gut tell you about this year's Phillies? Like, is this a team where you're like, this team could win the World Series? I know they could in a factual way, but what does your gut tell you about the team this year?
My gut tells me they're as good as anybody out there, and that doesn't mean there's a lot of good out there. There's not. I mean, there's a lot of parity. Nobody's running away with anything. Maybe Detroit's trying to. The Dodgers are starting to, you know, put a little distance between them and the Giants and the Padres. But they've gone through their streaks, too, and their slumps, and their pitching is, you know, to me, is suspect a little bit. So I look at the Phillies this year as, like, this is as good a year as any for them to win it all, just for that simple fact. But the other part of that is that there's a lot of teams in the same boat, and that they probably, to me, they're looking at it the same way. Like, why not us this year?
Right.
I think the Phillies, having been there and getting to the playoffs the last few years, I think that does help them, gives them an advantage. And then we'll see. I think, you know, coming to trade deadline, I mean, we've got flaws. I don't think there's any question with the inconsistency of the offense. When we face good pitching, we don't put up a lot of runs, and I think that's to me that's been pretty apparent throughout this year. We struggle against good pitching. Tomorrow and Saturday I think are big tests with if it's still Abbott and Lodolo, two tough lefties with good numbers. I mean that's. We have to do our part offensively too. I think a little more consistency there, and having Bryce back, maybe that'll turn things around or help to turn things around. Maybe not right away, but gradually getting there. I think that's going to be a big advantage for us.
My strategy against good pitchers is just send Stott up there and tell him to foul 400 balls off until the starting pitcher's out. That's
but
it.
Then he's just going to pop up to the left side.
Just foul balls. Foul balls.
You got to play some small ball too. I think that's becoming more apparent when in situations with our pitching the way it is. get a couple runs.
Get them over, get them in. We've had a couple of those lately. It actually feels good when it happens. You're like, oh, wow, there it is.
Did you see the reaction from the crowd to the Marchand bunt last night?
Oh, yeah.
It was damn near standing ovation,
yeah,
LA.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. It was great. Maybe not so much on going first to third, but...
Hold on. Baby steps. Baby steps. Exactly. LA, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you just... throw strikes.
Yeah, Jack, do you know what's going on here? Jack is in this athletic competition against Joe DeCamera.
Right.
Jack lost in golf on Sunday, and I'm not going to give you the gory details, but he melted down. He truly melted down.
Oh,
like a dog, L.A. Yes. Like a dog.
Well, would not have been proud, L.A.
No, so, you would have been really upset watching.
Yes. So next Wednesday, Jack is pitching against DeCamera. It's 10 at-bats. If DeCamera gets on base 4 times, he wins. Now, that's by walk or hit or whatever. But we know that Jack, you know, has the stuff. So you always talk about throwing strikes. Why can't these guys throw a low strike? Please tell Jack how he can go in there and just throw strikes.
The thought precedes the action.
There it is.
Okay? Go up there and think about what you're going to do, where you're going to throw that ball. Don't think about, I can't walk this guy or you'll walk him. I can't hang this or you'll hang it. I can't give him a cookie or you'll give him a cookie. Think about what you're going to do, not what you have to do or what you can't do. Think about what you're going to do. Gives you a bit much better chance.
Yeah, what I was trying to do the other day, I was trying to remind myself, slow down the mound. Like slow, you get to the, you know, slow down the mound. If I can focus on my legs, the body usually follows.
Yes.
Slow down the mound.
I think you're staying back. I wish Abel would have done that yesterday. When you throw 4 pitches in a row up and into a right-hander, that tells me right off the bat, I mean instantly, your body's getting out in front of your arm. Your arm's just not catching up.
Yeah.
So stay back over your leg a little longer.
All right, Jack. Well, we'll keep our... What's that?
Where's this going to be at?
It's at Plymouth White Marsh High School next Wednesday.
Wow, it's going to be a big crowd, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at least 100 people. Oh, yeah.
What time is it?
Noon?
Noon, yes.
Okay.
Oh, L.A., please.
We'll see.
All right. Okay. All right.
The Phils are, they're in San Francisco at 3:45.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm off for a while.
Interesting.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm looking for stuff to do.
Oh, I'll send a car for you. All right, L.A.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, L.A.
You got it.
All right, take it easy, brother.
Happy 4th weekend.
Yes, you too, as well. There he is, Larry Anderson. I have a question about Jack. Well, on Wednesday.
Great.
Yeah, well, 215-592-9494. Look, we have a holiday weekend. Wouldn't it be nice if you were going down to your own house at the Delaware beaches, your own shore house? Yours, right? Like, you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for a week at somebody else's. The guy who can help you get that shore house is Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, out of Long and Foster, has been the official realtor of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast for years, and he specializes in the Delaware beaches, Rehoboth, Dewey, Bethany, Dewey's if you're young and having fun. I'm not a Dewey guy. I'm a Lewis guy. But he is the guy. You might think it's too tough. Maybe you tried before and you couldn't get it done because there's too many people bidding. Adam knows the lay of the land. He knows how to bid. He knows how you're going to get your house. And then when you get it, here's what you do. You rent it out for a lot of the summer. They pay your mortgage for you. You have your beach house to go to. It's in Delaware, so the property taxes are super low, unlike Jersey. When you're ready to take the leap, you got to use him. Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text his phone. He has it right now. His cell, 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. That is processrealtor.com.
And when you text him, make sure you ask him if he's on Team DeCamera or Team Fritz.
Yeah, actually, text, here's what I want. Here's this, everybody blow up Kasebe's cell. 302-864-8643, text him and ask him if he's Fritz or DeCamera. He better give you the right answer. Fritz, let me ask you this. Are you because I'm just thinking about your energy. Are you from the stretch guy, or are you full wind-up guy?
Well, so I'm trying to stay as loose as possible.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get tight. Because when you get tight, that's one thing. So I'm just like, just a little wind-up.
Okay.
Like a little wind-up, but like hopefully in rhythm and like,
yeah, okay,
trying to stay as loose as possible.
So not full-on wind-up.
Yeah, like it's not. Okay. I'm not gonna be like Doc, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know,
Doc had the best wind up ever.
Yeah. So when I was failing in college,
yeah,
I tried to do the Doc,
really,
to save my career. Didn't save it.
I tried was the high knee, and then yeah.
I tried to drop down at one point, like it'd be a sidewinder. That didn't
like
work.
Like a
either.
Submarine pitcher, like Kent Kekulve?
Yeah. I thought maybe that would be a good way to save my career.
Didn't help at all. The weight room or practicing more would get it done.
I already lost 20 pounds.
Okay.
I was at 195. That didn't work.
Right. Same 20 pounds.
Same 20 pounds, yeah.
Well, but that was going from 230 to now where I am, like 210, 213. Okay. That was okay. From like 220 to 195.
Okay.
215.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like 210, 213.
Yeah, with 210, 213. Yeah. Last time I checked, this 213.
15, 17.
No. Down. Bang.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for extraordinary diamonds and customer service. Visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Bryce Harper on your Phillies Mount Rushmore? 55.8% say yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG?
I'm just trying to figure out something. Let me address Ike first.
Okay. Yep.
Ike, yes. Now, this Bryce Harper thing, I understand your position.
What's
but
that?
You can't contradict yourself. You
of course
can't
I
say
can.
Bryce has done everything. That then you said, when Spike said, well, what about the champ? Oh, yeah, except it's no. Then you know, that's a contradiction. I'm saying the same ruler, measuring tape, everything that we use for Jalen and Embiid should be applied to Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper had an opportunity to win a championship. Mm-hmm. He hit the warning track. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper had opportunities to get the Phillies over a certain threat. That's why you're here. You're not brought here just to – I mean, Philly eventually was going to get a baseball player that they could give $800 million to make the city relevant again. That's not – that you don't get kudos for making a team relevant again. Eventually, it's going to be that. You get kudos for actually coming and doing the great things. You know, I'm giving good. Bryce Harper's been everything the Phillies could have asked for. Mm. But, you know, now Bryce Harper has to do everything that the city needs him to do, which is to win a championship. Be the guy to make the big play in the moment.
Mm. He should just hand it off to Saquon.
No. See, the Saquon thing, you know what the Saquon thing was?
Well,
see, we got to the Super Bowl without Saquon.
We
Saquon's never been to the Super Bowl. Never even sniffed one.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry.
But
I distracted you.
Saquon,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm going to give him his credit. He was the final piece.
Yep.
So he was something that we needed to win the Super Bowl. Bryce Harper is what we need to win the World Series. It can't be Wheeler is a great pitcher. But no, Bryce Harper is supposed to be, like y'all said, Mount Rushmore, right, in Philly. Bryce Harper, top 11 player at number two, coming in ball.
Yeah.
Well, where the hell is the production?
Well, hold on there, big dog. First of all, he has produced. He has not produced a championship. So that you can look at it two different ways. When I brought up the championship thing, or when Spike brought it up, that to me is more or less at the end of his career. If there is no championship, that's different than saying the halfway mark of his contract, where is he at? He's not done. So the championship can still be had. But to this point, you can't tell me Bryce Harper hasn't been a successful signing. Are you kidding
me? No, I can't.
Oh, stop it. Crazy.
No. See, here's the thing, OG. Here's the thing. Jalen, let me get this out of the way for you. Jalen didn't have the same pressure Bryce Harper had. That became pressure for Jalen after he exceeded expectations. Then it became go win the Super Bowl. When once he exceeded expectations, when Jalen took over for Carson, wasn't no damn body talking about championships. We didn't even know if we had a starting quarterback when that happened, right? So then when 2022 happened, he raised the expectation. Kudos to him because his play raised the expectation, Where you think we're going to lower the expectation when he finishes runner-up for MVP and takes Patrick Mahomes to the buzzer in the Super Bowl? We're not going to lower the expectations. Yes, they're going to be raised. But they've been raised to where Bryce Harper's expectations were already there. They were already there. And kudos to Jalen for reaching those expectations this past year. He won a championship. Kudos. And he's solidified. He's stamped. He's a made man. We can say that at this point in his career. But let me ask you this, OG. Had they not won the Super Bowl and we were to say, well,
Jalen was a successful draft
at this point in Jalen's career, has it been successful or is it a failure because he hasn't won the Super Bowl? Where do you think we would be at?
Well, according to y'all,
Don't do that, OG. You're talking to me. No, OG, you're talking to me. Don't get distracted by nothing else. I'm asking you, as a Jalen guy, I'm asking you, how would we perceive his career to this point had he not won a Super Bowl, but he's gone to two?
I'm going to answer.
Okay.
If it's you answering that question, you would say, yeah, he have exceeded. But
no, I would say he's been successful. That, what would the majority of the city say?
No.
You mean to tell me the majority of the city would say his career has been a failure?
The majority of the city right now is saying that they didn't win because of Jalen.
No, you're wrong. I disagree.
I'm just saying. Now, let me do
this. We gotta go, OG, though. We gotta go.
I disagree. Sorry. You can't convince me.
Yeah.
You can't convince me that the majority of the city does not appreciate Jalen Hurts.
Dude.
Stop it.
Well, and he said before they won the Super Bowl, he was the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
So what are we talking about here?
Right. Come on, man.
All right. Joining us next, Joe DeCamera. The first time Ike and I have talked to him. Jack, you haven't talked to him since Sunday, right?
Well, text messages.
All right. Yeah. Sending them pictures of your junk.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Send them fart emojis.
Let him know what he's dealing with.
Yeah.
So DeCamera joins us next, so we can work out the rules for Wednesday's baseball challenge. Also, we will be joined by WIP brand manager Rod Lakin. Of course, Rod is the boss here, so Rod will decide what the rules are. I just want everyone to know if the rules aren't up to my liking, I'm not letting Jack pitch. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.